Joining me on the phone now is Valerie Bistani. She's the director of the Irish Rights Centre. Good morning, Valerie. Welcome to Near FM.
Thank you very much, Mark. Happy to be with you.
No, it's lovely to have you with us on this lovely sunny morning. It's nice to see the sunshine, isn't it?
It's gorgeous, isn't it?
It is.
At last, we've got a bit of spring coming through.
Indeed, and couldn't come at a better time with everybody off school and people in a bit of a holiday humour and everything else. But anyway, we digress already, Valerie. Next, this coming Thursday, Valerie, the Irish Rights Centre will be launching their novel fair. Maybe to start off, you can tell everybody, the listeners, what the novel fair is exactly.
Okay. Well, the novel fair is the Irish Writers' Centre initiative, which has been described by the Irish Times as a dragon's den for writers. So anyone who's watched Dragon's Den will have a kind of an immediate picture of what that looks like in their minds. It's essentially a place where writers and publishers and literary agents come together, and there's an opportunity. But it is done in a fair situation, so that there are tables. You can imagine there'll be 12 writers that are selected, and they'll come face-to-face. It's an all-day affair with publishers and agents. They'll have about 14 or 15 publishers or agents coming at them, asking them questions about their novel, and it's their opportunity to shine, I suppose. Now, it is a competition, so that's why we're launching it on Thursday, April the 13th. And there'll be an information session there, which have Martina Devlin, Andrea Carter, and Dan Bulger there. And they are, Martina Devlin is, people must know her from as a journalist. She's a journalist for The Independent, but she's also a writer, has written many novels and nonfiction books herself, and sits on our board as a board member. And she is also acted as a judge for us last year for the novel fair. So she'll be talking about how that was from their point of view, what they were looking for when they were making their selection. And the kind of, I suppose, tips of the trade, the kind of mistakes that people should avoid, and the good things to do, I suppose, when presenting your manuscript into us. Now, the way it works, she'll be joined on that day by publisher of New Island Books, Dan Bulger.
Excellent.
And also one of our successful novel fair recipients, with Andrea Carter, who's now writing her third book. So she'll be talking about what it was like for her and what her life looks like now after the process. She's a really interesting lady. She's a barrister as well. So I suppose people who write come from all sorts of sections of life. And so I suppose they will be, it's a free information day for anyone who has that novel tucked away in the cupboard or has dabbled and wants to really have a go at it. Now, the way the process works is that we launch it in April, and we have a deadline of receiving applications in October. So really, people have 6 months to submit.
Yeah.
Now, generally speaking, they don't submit to the last minute. And so, you know, we expect lots of manuscripts coming in on the very last few days of the fair. You know, we do have loads of courses, and, you know, even courses that are specifically geared to finishing your novel for people who are there and just need that extra bit of support to finish off their novel before submitting it to the novel fair.
Yeah, because, you know, it's the old saying that every one of us has a book inside us, so to speak. And every one of us fancies having a crack at it. But, I mean, the hard work of sitting down and writing a novel or whatever it might be, whether it be a work of fiction or a biography or whatever it might be, that's a tough enough job. But then you have the secondary job then of actually getting it out there, getting it published, meeting the right people. And by putting on this fair, you're kind of giving that opportunity to people. You're putting everyone in the one room and saying, right, go.
That's it. And I suppose people who have already been through that process themselves have probably received many rejection slips, and that they've been a bit despondent about being put on the slush pile, as it's known, mm-hmm. you know. So this process, because we have three very experienced and well-loved judges who go through that process for the publishers, effectively, it's what we're doing is picking the creme de la creme of that year's crop and putting them in front of the creme de la creme of the publishers and the agents for that year, you know. So what we're doing is fast-tracking the process for any writer who has gone through the anxieties of wondering, A, what to do with the manuscript, B, having gone through it, maybe sent it to publishers, received rejection letters, and C, receiving the support through the Writers' Center throughout the process of encouragement and, I suppose, structures and supports that might help them in finishing that process and putting together a really good manuscript.
Yeah, it sounds absolutely win-win, you know, because, you know, the publishers are there and the writers are there and you put the two of them together. But I'm just curious, do you ever get people, you know, people who might be maybe writing for years and have struggled the long struggle and they didn't have an opportunity like this one when they were around, you ever going, oh, you know, it's really easy for these kids now to just appear at these things? And do I wonder, do people think the game is changing a little bit when you put on fairs like this?
Well, I suppose the thing is remember that people write at whatever stage or age they're at in their life. It's a need, usually, that to be able to communicate an idea or a story. Mm-hmm. And the story part is very interesting and important, obviously, particularly with fiction. And now, some of the writers who come through might have written in another format, and poetry mm-hmm. or nonfiction may even have been published. That's okay, as long as they haven't been published for a fiction novel. You know, there are criteria with that. But, I mean, in terms of being despondent, I suppose this is a way of connecting them. So many more people seem to be writing now, and it's so hard to get anywhere on your own. Mm-hmm. This is a support, is the way that we see it. Obviously, it's a competition, and it's also kudos if you get through to the last 12 and you actually get to meet the publishers and agents. And remember, then, you have that contact with them for life, you know?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was just going to tell you a story about one of our finalists who was really well liked by the publisher, but didn't like necessarily or didn't want to publish the book that he had submitted to the novel fair. His name is Daniel Seary, and eventually they said, "We really like what you're doing. Would you go away and write us another book?" And so he actually got his second book published with that publisher, and is now, you know, obviously continuing his writing career. So I suppose it's perseverance and having faith in oneself, and this kind of endeavor, affair, really, I suppose, will give courage and support to the writer.
And as you say, making those connections where it's not maybe countless emails, faceless phone calls, trying to get appointments with people or everything else. This is the opportunity for the novelist and the publisher to face to face. And maybe if it's not the right time for them, at least they've made that connection.
Absolutely. And you see, when especially in Ireland, we're very face-to-face people, aren't we?
Yeah.
I mean, you get a strong sense of somebody when they're standing or sitting in front of you and making a pitch, I suppose. And I suppose that's the story that I just recounted is about that, is about the publisher thinking he could work with this writer and mentor him through another process of writing another book. And for publishers, that's hugely important that they have a writer. You know, these days, they often afford, unless you go with one of the bigger publishing houses, Penguin Random House or Hachette, they often don't have publicists, so they rely very much on the writers mm-hmm. to have a public profile, to have a network of friends for the launch. You know, launches sell more books initially than any other place for beginner writers with their first book. And also to communicate their message to their own audience, to really build up their their social media profile. That's all really very important for publishers now. And they can't get a sense of that purely from the manuscript. They'll need to take it to the next level. So we fast-track that process with the fair. They get to meet the writers immediately and get a sense for them, you know?
Absolutely. Well, as you said, it sounds like a terrific opportunity, as you say, for anybody who's out there who may have that manuscript sitting in the back of the in cupboard or in a drawer somewhere and thought no one will ever see this, to take that chance and go. And the novel fair launches this coming Thursday, is that correct?
That's right. It's this Thursday, April the 13th at 7 o'clock in the Irish Writers' Centre, which is a beautiful building at 19 Parnell Square. If you haven't been there before, you're very welcome to come join us. Yeah. It's a free event. You'll get to hear some really interesting things from the judge, a publisher, and a former winner. And you'll get to ask all those questions. So it's very much an interactive session for writers with questions about the novel fair.
Yeah. Outside the novel fair, Valerie, the Irish Writers' Centre, the Irish Writers' Centre, always busy, always bustling, always got some stuff going on. Is there anything else coming up during the year or coming into the summer months that people might be interested in?
Well, we do have ongoing courses and professional development initiatives for writers at all stages of their career. And we've actually just launched our summer program now. Mm-hmm. So I encourage people to have a look at that and really to see what takes their fancy. The way we have a printed program, but obviously the website is always up to date. You know yourself, once you've printed something that's newsworthy, it goes out of date very, very quickly. So that I would always recommend people to keep looking at the website for that. So we've started, we've got things for, I suppose the way the printed program is laid out is that we've managed to layer it so that beginner writers have something for themselves, like a 6-week starter course or beginner's fiction or beginner's poetry. And then we have a section for emerging writers, which is a bit more adventurous.
Yeah.
For instance, if you've done fiction and you want to try science fiction or you want to try comic graphic novel or, you know, I suppose crime fiction, we've got all those opportunities, or even experimental fiction, for instance. All of those things, we always play around with the look of the program, but generally there's always something quite interesting for people at all levels. And then we'd have a specialized section, and also a section for professional writers. And there are two series, really. The Mind Shift series is aimed at professional writers. And really the question we always ask ourselves when we put on the Mind Shifts is, what supports do professional writers need? And usually it's in the form of making connections with publishers, agents, and programmers. Maybe if they've already published a book, they want to get out there and get onto the festival circuit. Maybe it's about social media to up, you know, their profile online and offline, how to connect with journalists and the media. Mm-hmm. So those are the kind of things we do with professional writers. With emerging writers who are nearly there, they're very serious writers. They may not have published, or they may have self-published. So what we would do with them, there's a section called Propel, and it's very much about the craft. It's getting your craft up to that level where, you know, you might be get picked up by a publisher then.
Yeah.
Or that you know how to network and make connections. Now, the Writers' Centre also has upwards of 15 writing groups that meet regularly, so people needn't feel disconnected with their writing. There's always something for them to do and groups for them to join. And in fact, the Novel Fair finalists on odd years, they have created their own group, if you like, and they meet regularly as a writers group, and or else they connect with one another online. So what it does, by coming to the Writers Centre, you're meeting a community of writers, and you're not, you know, the notion of the lonely writer in the garret. I mean, that is true. Writing is a solitary task. At the end of the day, you just got to sit down and do it.
Yeah.
However, there is help at hand in the Writers' Centre in all sorts of shapes and forms. So I would encourage people to come down. I mean, one thing we're doing that's coming up, another event, is we're doing an event called Publish Your Passion, which we did last year with the International Literature Festival Dublin, or that used to be known as the Dublin Writers' Centre. Mm-hmm. And we're doing it again this year with, I don't know if you've heard of Fatih Birk, who wrote Irelandopedia. Do you remember? It's a lovely children's tabletop book. It kind of got released a couple of years ago, and herself and her father, John, have done a similar one called Historiopedia.
Oh, excellent.
And they're going to talk about, basically, they had an idea. They were approached with this idea. She is a graphic artist, and she got her dad to write. Her dad was a teacher, so she got her dad to write the words. And together they produced these beautiful books for children that are perfect presents, I suppose, for whatever age. I mean, they're the kind of thing that you dig into as an adult as well, because they're so beautiful to look at and informative. And the other person on the panel there will be Rona McGreevy, who's an Irish Times journalist, and who was intrigued. His story was that he went to Belgium and saw a monument that was dedicated to the Irish soldiers who fell in the First World War.
Oh, okay.
And he thought, how interesting is this? I wonder if there are any more of these around Europe. And so he did a bit of research, went around, and found a load of them, mm-hmm. and decided to write a book about them. So I suppose the Publish Your Passion, which is now becoming a series, is about how do you, when you have a really good idea that you're really intrigued by, how do you turn that into a book?
Yeah.
So Monkham Mangan will be interviewing Ronan and Fatih Birk. Her name is Kathy.
Yeah.
Kathy. I don't know why she's called Fatih. And her father, John, as well. So they will be our panelists for that event, which is happening during the International Literature Festival Dublin. I think it's on Saturday, the 20th of May at 3 o'clock. So
lots and lots going on.
Yeah, always something going on. So we do really want people to connect and start. You know, it's a great hobby, never mind anything else, the writing. So if you want to know how to, I suppose, to do it through a variety of various sources, we've got excellent facilitators who will guide you through that process and set you on your way.
Brilliant. Well, Valerie, look, we wish you best of luck with the fair starting on Thursday, and with everything going forward. And as you say, just remind us of the details of the fair first off.
So the novel fair launch is on Thursday, April the 13th at 7 o'clock in the Irish Writers' Centre at 19 Parnell Square. And then the launch day is literally the kind of when the applications open.
Yeah.
Most people are writing furiously because they need to submit 10,000 words 6 months later in October. The October deadline is in and around the 13th of October. And then once they submit, we just hand it over to the judges, who make a selection of 12 finalists and 12 long-listed people. The long-listed people will get critiques, so they don't go away empty-handed, and the 12 will go through to the fair. And the 12 that go through are also prepped. It's a really good package for them. They have a half-day preparatory session with the judges to practice their pitches.
Excellent.
And we usually get someone like Kevin Curran and one of our past winners to guide them through that process. So there you go. That's
brilliant. And anybody wants any details, they're available on the website, yeah?
They're available on irishwriterscentre.ie. Yes.
Well, Valerie, it sounds absolutely brilliant, and continued success for all the work you do, because, as we say, every one of us thinks we have a book in us, and it's only getting out there and meeting like-minded people and getting involved in the community where maybe sometimes, as you say, those ideas can grow into realities. But for now, Valerie Bistani... Danny Bistani.
That's it, yeah. Bistani.
Bistani. I do apologise. Bistani from the Irish Writers' Centre. Thank you very much for talking to us on the Ear FM this morning.
Thank you. Thanks very much, Mark. It was a pleasure.
Take care. All the best. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. There you go, folks. That's as Valerie Bistani from the Irish Writers' Centre. And if you're a budding novelist or you have that little manuscript sitting in your drawer somewhere and you think you might have be onto a winner, head in there, as she said, towards the evening, 7 p.m. into the Irish Writers' Centre in Parnell Square. And you never know, you might be on the road to a brand new career.